The Tantrum House Board Game Podcast is recorded live from Studio WKRB in Greenville, South Carolina. This podcast is brought to you by our friendly local game store, Boardwalk, purveyors of fine games, Bezier Games, the new classics, Final Frontier Games, bringing friends and families closer together, The Game Steward, your second chance at Kickstarter games, and Game Toppers LLC, upgrading your gaming experience. Your hosts are Prognosticator Supreme, peering into the swirling mist of future Kickstarters and glimpsing the diamonds in the rough. So buckle up, seriously, especially if you're driving right now, because you're about to arrive at the Tantrum House.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the show. Today we've got Will Meadows,
Sarah Meadows,
Leah Meadows,
Lincoln Meadows,
and Xander Meadows
in the house.
So in the history of Tantrum House Board Gaming Podcast, we have not yet missed an episode. And even though everybody else was on vacation this week, had different things going on, other priorities, we thought we are going to make this happen. The Meadows are going to come to the table and deliver an outstanding podcast episode.
That's right.
Just with our house. So thank you guys for joining us on the show. Maybe we'll do a couple like kid interviews, and we're definitely going to talk about a bunch of the games that we've been playing together as a family. Before we talk about games, though, we just finished a pretty epic bike ride, which is pretty fantastic. We rode to our local grocery store and headed in, and tell us what happened as we walked into the refrigerator aisle. Who wants to share the tale?
I know Xander does.
Volunteer. All right, Dan, Xander, tell us your tale. What happened?
Well, we were riding there, and we were just, like, riding there. We went to Little Caesars and, what is it called?
Got pizza.
Okay, you're telling the whole story. I was just going to have you tell what happened in the grocery store.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell that just part.
Okay.
So, we were just riding over to Bilo, and we were just walking around, and this guy was like, "Hey, it's Neighbor Kids Gaming." So I was like, "Oh, you know our channel?" And he was like, "Oh, yeah. I watch it." I was like, "Okay." Then we just got ice cream and went over to Little Caesars.
That was it. It was pretty quick and sweet, but it was pretty awesome. So, if you're not familiar, Liam, Lincoln, and Xander, who team up with the kids in the neighborhood, have their own YouTube channel where they play a bunch of board games, video games, challenges that they make up, and you guys put a video out every week.
We try to, but not always.
Almost every week, these guys put together something that they shoot and edit themselves. They write, they post it. We got them started, and they've been up and running. And as we walked into the grocery store, random kid, Neighbor Kids Gaming, we all of our heads went, whoop. We all looked like, what? What did that kid say?
Who's this kid?
Yeah. And I was like, do you guys know them?
Yeah, we had no idea.
Yeah, we didn't know who it is.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was.
You guys have how many subscribers?
Like almost 90.
90 subscribers. You've been doing this for how long?
Almost 2 years, I think.
Almost 2 years? No way. Has it really been that long?
Yeah.
I don't even know. I can't keep track of these things. And was it the first fan shout out?
No, it was like the fourth.
Now, that is true. I knew you guys have had other people who have recognized you. And most of those have been friends of friends, right?
Yes.
This was total stranger. Neighbor Kids Gaming.
Yes.
Pretty awesome. Love it. That was exciting. I enjoyed it as much as you guys did, I think.
Yeah. I think it's funny. They didn't know how to react.
It was great. Yeah, they were just kind of like, should we keep walking? What do we do?
Should we just walk back?
Should you go say hi to them? Oh,
well,
that was
the
super
first
fun.
Time, I didn't even hear him. I just kept walking. Then we just like turned around and I was like, what did he say?
That was fun. This afternoon we got to play a game called Talent Show.
Yes, that
from
was
Blue Orange. The neighbor, Liam didn't play it, but the neighbor came over. She played it with us. What did you guys think of that one?
It's a really cool, like, you have to, like, roll these dice, and you have to act out, like, you can either write or, like, act out. So you have to, like, roll the dice and move, like, a pencil or letters, and you have to do an act with, like, using the letters, what they spell. So you have to, like, play a violin or something like that.
Right, so you roll some dice. The dice tell you if you're going to be drawing, acting it out, or if you're going to be writing down clues. And then the other dice are all lettered dice, and you have to use those letters to spell a word. So everybody who's guessing kind of has an idea, oh, this is either going to start with a D or an L or an A. And then you have to pick it up, and we have to guess it. And if we guess, then both people get points, right?
Yes.
Gets points. Yeah. What do you think? Pretty fun? Kind of weird? Did you guys like acting?
I like acting, but it's kind of like a game. What is it called? Oh, yeah.
Charades?
It's like Builder. I can see it on the shelf.
Oh, yeah. Builder?
Builder. It's kind of like that. But, like, in Builder, you just use little pieces to act it out. But, like, this, you actually act it.
Yeah.
And you can draw it.
Yep, yep. Who do you think liked it the most? You, Lincoln, Xander, or Riley?
Riley definitely.
She loved it.
I liked acting, but, like, some things I'm like, oh, I don't like acting. That's kind of.
She did a pretty good job. I was impressed by all you guys because I thought it's going to be hard to roll these letters. Xander's not a super. Do you spell? Are you, like, a great speller?
I'm kind of good at spelling.
Kind of good at spelling, yeah. Coming up with words that you could give clues for based off of letters I thought was going to be tough, but they knocked it out of the park. It was great. We had a lot of fun. We played a couple other games this week, too.
Yeah, we played Dungeon Drop.
Yeah, yeah, well, definitely. Really yeah. That's a good segue.
Hey, yeah, let's talk about that right now as we hear from our sponsors. This episode is sponsored by Phase Shift Games. Their game Dungeon Drop Dropped Too Deep will be launching on Kickstarter. They have an expansion for their original game Dungeon Dropped that adds some more epic pieces to the game, and it has a couple mini expansions involved with that one as well.
So I think Dungeon Drop made it onto Liam's top 10 games last year, two years ago?
No, it wasn't like available last year.
It wasn't? So
it would be this year.
Oh, okay. So Kickstarter last year, Dungeon Drop, is a pretty slick game. You have a bunch of colored cubes and some dice. Maybe not really dice. They're kind of like dice.
They're like little square, I don't know, like
cubes, and you drop them onto the table to form your dungeon, which is pretty cool, and then you triangulate using specific colored cubes the rooms of your dungeon, and then you gather treasures. And we had a lot of fun with it last year, as the Kickstarter wasn't published yet, so it didn't make his list, but I think it will this year. And then they just came out with the Kickstarter, which is pretty slick. Tell us your experience with that, Liam.
Which one, the new one? So the new one, it was pretty fun. I'm pretty sure I lost,
but pretty sure.
Well, we started the game, we dropped all the pieces. I volunteered to drop them all, and I dropped them, like, way too high. Now it flew everywhere.
Super spread out dungeon. And then, so the new expansion adds some boss monsters, which are kind of crazy.
Goblins, and were the goblins already in it?
It has the dragon.
The goblins were there before, yeah. So it adds some new cubes, and the ones that we received, these are Kickstarter prototype pieces, but they are cool cubes that are, like, screen printed or heat pressed or whatever. With different monster faces on them. And so in the game, you're trying to, for the most part, you're trying to avoid them because you just want the treasures. But sometimes a room is really valuable. You might want to take some treasure and a dragon or a monster or whatever. And if you have enough health, or if you have the new sparkly blue potion, or I can't remember what the other shield things were, purple potion. health potion.
Yeah.
Then you might have enough health that you wouldn't get killed by them. Tell us about, like, the cool mat and stuff.
Does the old one come with a mat?
That might be deluxe edition. I'm not sure which parts.
Yeah, it comes with, like, a mat, and then there's, like, a square or, like, box kind of thing.
Yeah, it has walls around it to hold all the pieces in the dungeon.
That Liam drops onto the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We had played it originally on our Game Topper, so that was a perfect way to play Dungeon Drop, so your pieces didn't roll onto the floor, but they did solve that problem for those who don't have a game topper.
Right, neoprene mats and side walls to keep everything in. Yeah, it's pretty slick. I think our other sponsors, should we give another sponsor shout out?
Sure. This episode is also sponsored by Bad Comet. Their game, Shaolia Warring States, it has an expansion and second edition that is currently on Kickstarter. Their expansion adds some new decks of cards that add to the game that have goals on them and have some new tiles that have ongoing abilities if you're able to get the goals to pay for those new tiles.
Now, I think we've talked about the Shaolia expansion a little bit in our episode last week, so if you want to learn a lot more about that one, you can go back and check out last week's episode. We did talk about it a bunch. It's on Kickstarter right now. It's a really enjoyable dice worker placement type of game. Worker placement, where you're rolling dice, but you're also building out your board in kind of a, not deck builder, what would you call it? You're buying cards to add to your tableau so that when you roll dice on your turn, you can take those actions. And it's got a bunch of different game modes, which is really slick, because you can either play like 2 versus 2 or 1 versus 3, or you can play the game where you stack the deck in a way that it's a more battle-heavy game, so where you're trying to attack each other more, or you can play the game where you're trying to get more culture. So a lot of different variety in the original. The new one adds a bunch of new cards, plus some new features and tiles and pieces, and a solo mode. Check that one out on Kickstarter. We had an opportunity to bust out Shalia at our last game night, which is fun. I was able to introduce that to a couple other people. You guys also attended the game night. What were you guys playing while we were doing that?
Yeah, we played some Super Cats.
Oh, yeah?
Which we usually do. It's a pretty fun game.
Yeah, we always, like, Liam's always starts the game night by, like, oh, what do you want to play first? And normally he's like, want to play this game that I've literally never seen before? And I'm like, then I'm, like, scrolling through the shelf, and I'm like, oh, Super Cats. I love Super Cats.
I played Sugar Blast.
You played Sugar Blast?
Yes, I played Sugar Blast and Super Cats.
Is that one from CMON? Which one is Sugar Blast from?
Sugar Blast is from CMON.
Yeah, I think I played that one as well. What did you think of that one?
I like the candy pieces. Like, there's like, they're all cool. They're like purples. Like, there's purple candy wrappers, and the background's purple. They're like yellow candy wrappers. The background's yellow. There's like red and white backgrounds.
Is there candy corn in that? I feel like there's candy corn.
There is.
There is, but... Yes, there is. Yes, there is.
Do you enjoy candy corn?
Not really, yes. But I like it.
I've seen a picture on the internet yesterday that was like, the proper way to eat candy corn, pour the candy corn into a bowl.
Eat the white pieces first.
Pour the bowl into the trash. Eat some Reese's Pieces.
That's right.
I'm not a candy corn fan. Did you guys hear that the Gamuts had candy corn flavored Thanksgiving dinner? Is that what that was?
What? No, it was jelly beans.
Jelly beans, no.
Yes, what? They had, if you think back to the original Willy Wonka movie, that they had the gum that was the entire three-course meal. Well, they have come out with a bag of jelly beans, and each one tastes like a different dish from Thanksgiving dinner. Yeah.
I heard about that. They said the stuffing tasted like onions.
Just onion jelly beans. Yeah. I think they said, which one was it? The cranberry sauce was the only decent jelly bean, which makes sense.
Some of them they had a hard time. Like, I know what this flavor is, but it's throwing me off type of thing.
Wait,
the
so
video
they had
was
to guess?
Great because they're all, some of them, the savory ones were not what you expect when you eat a piece of candy.
Right, the popcorn.
So they're like gagging in the video. It's pretty great.
Buttery popcorn, jelly belly or whatever is the grossest.
No,
I can't imagine
the,
eating stuffing like, flavored.
It's like fish.
Coconut is bad. So.
Fish?
Oh, no, there's like dead those fish. That's the worst.
Bean boozled.
Those are a whole nother level.
That's a different level. You guys have played several boxes of bean boozled.
Yes, one time we sell them to a guy. And only the bad ones.
No, we just sold a bunch of bad ones that we just put in a bag and sold.
We got
them
all the good ones and all the bad ones in a bag, and we got give them the bad ones.
They were going by and like cutting our trees, and they did so bad, so we sold them jelly beans, and we actually got some money out of it.
Yes, it
love
was.
It. Too good. Tell us, all right, last story, because they might be able to see this on your neighbor kid's gaming channel. What is with all the plastic bottles? What are you guys doing?
Oh, so today we went around the neighborhood getting plastic bottles because Jaden had an idea for a video. So you fill it with like this baking
vinegar
powder
and baking soda, and then you throw it on the ground and it explodes.
And like, Jaden wanted to do a
wrapper, like the
plastic
thing that's
bottle.
Made out of the
bottle plastic
explodes.
The whole bottle explodes.
Yeah, and Jaden wants to.
If you throw it hard enough,
Jaden wanted to have an all-out war.
So you're going to just throw water bottles at each other that are going to
explode?
Yeah, vinegar
water bottles.
What's the goal? How many are you trying to get?
I don't know.
Each of us have five, and we have like 17 out of 30.
17 out of 30. So you're already halfway there.
Yeah, we just started like
afternoon. We're doing
how
that.
Much vinegar does it take to fill up 30 water bottles?
Not much.
A gallon.
A gallon? Oh, okay, all right. Well,
probably. You only have to fill it like almost halfway.
And when
like
will this? Quarters. When will this episode go live?
I don't know. It's
you
not
you
got to
shoot it first.
Not for like, probably not till like
two
almost
weeks.
November.
November.
Yeah, because we're going to the Tantrum House camping trip. I think.
Oh yeah.
I don't know if it's even Tantrum House.
It is a Tantrum House.
We're gonna. I have an. Our dad had an idea, so we get a plastic bag, and every water bottle at the camping trip, you have to put your water bottle in this plastic bag so the kids can use it for a YouTube video and explode it.
That's a good idea. That should be an easy way to get the 30 that you're looking for. And then...
Yeah, we only need like 13.
So subscribe to Neighbor Kids Gaming now. watch the exploding water bottle battle.
Do it.
On Halloween.
Halloween?
No pressure.
You got
2 weeks.
Andy videos.
Oh, okay. Right.
We're going to have Megan Ultimate Candy Monster.
Yeah, you do have some other candy videos. Our intern Tina has sent over a couple of boxes of
German stuff, and we tried it and ranked them, which was the best.
Yeah.
There's only
one terrible, that disgusting one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, those were ones that we bought while we were at Essen last year.
You're talking about the spicy black licorice?
Yes, that is so terrible.
No, that was I forget what it was. It was like, tasted like mint eggnog in a bad way.
Mint eggnog in a bad
way? And it was literally rotten. I gagged. It tasted like rot. The egg, Liam's saying eggnog, it tastes like rotten egg. That's
spoiled eggnog that's minty.
That's
chocolate.
Super terrible. Well, thank you guys for hanging out with us. We appreciate you covering for everybody else. What are you guys' names? Are you like the intern? What are you guys?
Intern Liam, intern Lincoln, intern Xander.
And junior intern Jaden.
Boom, got it all. All right, cool. We'll jump from this into our Kickstarter conniption.
Kickstarter conniption.
This episode, we'll be talking about 5 games coming to Kickstarter the week of October 12th, 2020. Will, start us off.
All right, so I'm looking at the new Project L expansion called Finesse. Project L is a pretty slick little Kickstarter, or not a Kickstarter, pretty slick little game where you are using these really nice quality, like plastic Tetris-shaped blocks, and you're doing some engine building with them. You've got these cool cards that have insets in them, and you are collecting larger and larger pieces, and you're kind of building this engine, and it's a really slick game. It's for 1 to 4 players. It only takes about 20 to 30 minutes to play. The expansion will feature new private goals that each player will have. And it sounds like the goals may actually kind of contradict your normal engine building pattern. So you're going to have to kind of decide, is it worth the points to be able to collect these new secret goals, or do I want to try to just stick to the original? I'm not 100% sure. I haven't had a chance to see what the new expansion brings. I know they've had a couple different little expansions that they've brought in the past, but the new Finesse will be coming to Kickstarter this week. So if you're interested in that one, if you own Project L, if you don't, check out Project L because it is a really fun.
Ooh, I love that one.
Yeah, it offers a lot of unique stuff that, I mean, there's a million bajillion board games out there, but this one kind of has a unique feel to it, unique look. So check that one out, Project L.
The USS Freedom is coming to Kickstarter. This is from Dreamcraft Games, from designer Iolas. This is a space exploration game. It features some miniatures of various ships and possibly some alien races that you will encounter. They have a few photos up on BGG of some of the pictures of these, and in the game you are building out this map, and you have your ship that you will be exploring around. I believe that Apprentice Dan will have a video of this one up on our channel if you'd be interested in checking this one out. It has some movement around the map. It has a campaign mode in it as well. So if that sounds like something you're interested in, you can check out USS Freedom.
I'm looking at another expansion over here. It's for the game For Sale from Eagle Griffin Games. The new expansion is called the Advisors expansion. It's going to add a new set of cards to the game and as well as a new phase. So what you'll be doing is at the beginning of the game, players will be bidding to hire new advisors who will then assist them in the second and third phases of the game as players are acquiring houses and then selling them. So in the game, it will add some new stuff. There's not a whole lot of information about this one online, but you can definitely check out the new For Sale expansion. It's for 3 to 6 players, plays about 30 minutes. So if you own the original For Sale, then it makes great sense to check out the expansion on Kickstarter and see everything that they have going on. Sarah, I think you got 2 more games you're talking about.
I do. Paquetto, and if you know, Paquetto recently rebranded. It was formerly
524 Labs
with their Mint series games.
their new branding, Paquetto, they are bringing another set of Mint Tin games to Kickstarter. This Kickstarter will feature three games, all in Mint Tins. There is Starforge, Castle Siege, and also The Blessed Dark. The Blessed Dark has a little more info on it, although you can check out our preview video where we will highlight all three of the little Mint Tin box games. The Blessed Dark, you will be, this is a take that, push your luck type of game where you are trying to build out your grimoire spells and gathering your resources so that you can cast those spells, and it all fits into this little tiny mint tin box.
The Star one actually looks pretty cool. It's got a bunch of different components in it that I think you're like actually kind of building your own spaceship type thing. I haven't actually tried it yet, but I was looking at it and reading through the rules, and it kind of reminded me of what's the CGE tile game where you're building a spaceship?
Galaxy Trucker?
Galaxy Trucker. It looks a little bit like that where you're like trying
Galaxy Trucker mint in size?
Right. But they're like little plastic bits. So it was kind of cool. You have to like actually build your ship out with all these little different pieces, and they all fit together in unique ways. So they're cramming some pretty cool things into those little tins these days.
I'm also looking at That's a You Problem. This is hitting Kickstarter as well. And in the game, you are trying to make the Earth a better place, and you'll be drawing resource cards. They have things like electric cars and wind power and other renewable energies, and you will be trying to solve some of the Earth's problems by using those resources. You will alleviate things like vehicle emissions or wildfires that have struck, and then you can use cards. And they have some extra special cards in the game that you can use to help what you are trying to fix, but also you can play them on other people's problems to make them worse. So, because you are trying to be the one to solve everything. So there are six different categories in the game.
That's such a messed up theme. Like, we're trying to save the planet, but only I will save the planet.
So if you want to see how this game is played, Jonah and Chantel will have a overview video of this on our channel. It's called That's a You Problem.
I'll be interested to see what that looks like because it sounds interesting.
Yeah, it's the cards actually look pretty. I mean, they look very nice. They've got decent illustrations on them. I like the art style.
Is it like That's a You, like universal? Like is it the letter
U?
Y-O-U. It's just Y-O-U. A you problem because I'm saving the planet myself. Well, the latest big news that we need to share with you guys before we end this short and sweet episode is that we have officially set a date for TantrumCon. Dun, dun, dun. We've been talking about it a little bit. I think we've kind of maybe hinted at the dates because we've had them loosely locked in for quite a while. But as far as we can tell, to the best of our knowledge and ability, we're going to be having TantrumCon on February 4th through 7th, 2021. We've been in lots of great discussions with the venue that we're at, as well as with just the city, Greenville, South Carolina, and Spartanburg. Lots of great progress being made on the public gathering front. And so we are pushing forward with plans for the event. We are going to be launching tickets on Halloween, I believe, is what the goal is. And so we're trying to get the site ready, trying to finalize all of our just plans for the event. We've got some big ideas for some new and fun events, as well as just some things like having some very clean spaces that are kind of reserved and set aside. And so we'll have kind of different levels for different people's comfort levels. And we are just ready to do some gaming with real people in real life. And so we're very much looking forward to that. We're trying to be as cautious and wise as we can, but things are definitely opening up in the South, at least where we're at, and we are very much looking forward to putting on TantrumCon 3 this year, the big event. So keep your eyes out for more details and more news on that, but go ahead and mark your calendars now because we'd love to see you February 4th, 2021.
Yep, I am very much looking forward to this event. There has been little gaming outside of our house, and
Yeah.
To do a little bit more gaming.
Yes. And we definitely recognize that we are very lucky, very blessed to have the crew that we do. I know a lot of people out there are playing solo games, and that's all. Thankfully, there are some fantastic solo games out there. And we have been able to kind of hang out as a crew, and we've had a great time, but we would love to do more. We usually have community game days all the time and library events and lots of stuff like that, and we definitely miss hanging out with people at those events. So very much looking forward to putting this all together, trying to get the details in order quick so that we can get everything lined up, and we'll be looking forward to a fantastic
it'll be interesting
event.
This will actually be the third major event in the Southeast area here. Ours will be the third one that's lined up. There's so there will be a couple other events. We will
Yeah,
see
there's a Mace convention that they're planning to move forward with theirs. I think there's like ScarabCon, maybe. Is that the other one?
Yeah, will be happening first. We'll see how those go, what numbers look like, and everything.
And just seeing how they handle their crowds and what kind of, how they organize their stuff. We're trying to learn as much as we can. Fortunately, our team is made up of not just the Tantrum House crew, but we've got some other folks who are part of our planning and advising, and they are... they're on the phone, they're doing the research, they're trying to cover all the ground and just trying to make sure that we run this in the best way possible. So hopefully all the rest of us can have some great fun.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys so much for listening in. Thanks for tuning in, even though it was just us. Hopefully you still had some smiles on your faces, learned some things, and have some cool stuff to check out.
The kids were very excited to be on this episode.
They were. So
they were so giddy sitting up to the mics.
Yeah, testing it. Do I sound okay? Is this okay? It was fun. It's great stuff. We enjoy it. We love it. Hope you guys do too. And we'll catch you on the next episode. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Tantrum House Board Game Podcast. If you liked any part of this at all, find and follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and tantrumhouse.com. Like us, share us, email us, call us, or send us a postcard to Tantrum House, 306 Barry Drive, that's B-A-R-R-Y, Greer, South Carolina, 29650.